Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Sissel moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Sissel scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires takes first base on ball four. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca has Reynolds trapped. There's the throw to Sewell and over to Sewell, who tags Reynolds for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Watwood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Watwood. Falk moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Berg and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Com reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain takes first base on ball 4. Berg moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill is hit by the pitch. Tavener moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca is hit by the pitch. Tavener moves to third. Averill moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavener tags and scores. Averill tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Grady Adkins now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tavener hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a line drive towards first. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Falk reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Falk moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Farrell hits a fly ball towards right. Reynolds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reynolds. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jamieson bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a fly ball towards right. Falk settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Falk. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shires moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener throws to second for one, and Hodapp throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Shires scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-3, Indians. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Clancy moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sissel strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shires strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Byrne now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Whatwood tags and moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 8-4, Indians. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Metzler moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a line drive towards first. Fonseca catches it and steps on first to double up Reynolds. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.